This is KERA News. Chuck Rocha knows a lot about how to reach Latino voters. The native Texan served as senior campaign advisor for Bernie Sanders' 2020 presidential race and helped gain Sanders an unexpected amount of Latino support. Rocha shares that experience in his new book called Teal Bernie, the inside story of how Bernie Sanders brought Latinos into the political revolution. As part of our series, Unlocking the Latino Vote, KERA's Alejandra Martinez asked Rocha and other experts about what they'd recommend future political campaigns do to attract Latino voters.
Since his book came out, Chuck Rocha has been making the rounds in national media, but he proudly identifies as a Texan. He calls himself a Mexican redneck.
I thought I was such a unique story.
Rocha grew up on a farm near Tyler, Texas.
This big brown man who sounds like an old white man when I speak, and I wear my cowboy hat and my belt buckle and my boots. But in an ocean of other unique stories, we are all so different.
Before he starts talking politics, he tells me about his childhood and his abuelita's food.
You couldn't walk into her house without your nose burning just a little bit because she would make salsa every day.
He started political organizing as a teen, and while he's worked for Democrats, he doesn't think the party's ever done enough to reach Latino voters here.
The problem with Latinos in Texas, the reason that they're overwhelmingly more Republican than they are in other states, is because the Democratic Party has not spent any money investing into that community to tell them what a Democrat stands for.
Latinos are projected to make up 30% of eligible voters in Texas this election. That's according to the Pew Research Center. Rocha says no party should expect the Latino vote without investing real money to reach them.
When you step to me and say, Chuck, why does Latinos not vote at the same level as white people? Don't expect for us to show up at the same rate when you give us pittance.
Rocha's deep understanding of the Latino culture is what made his outreach strategy so successful for Bernie Sanders. Victoria de Francesco Soto with UT Austin's OBJ School of Public Affairs says political operatives should take note.
Rather than trying campaign strategies, campaign outreach that has worked for other populations, and then we kind of just repackage it and pump it out to the Latinos, he said, let's create generous approaches.
Like the Sanders campaign's first political ad geared toward Latinos.
My father came to this country from Poland at the age of 17, worked every day of his life. I grew up in Brooklyn. Many of the families were immigrants, and they understood.
By focusing on the immigrant story, Rocha says,
what I just did to you is break down barriers to build some commonality between you and an old Jewish Democratic Socialist from Vermont to say, look, let's have a conversation about how we make America better.
So making an authentic connection with voters, that's his first recommendation. Then, Rocha says, if you're looking to reach Latinos, who you hire matters.
I hired the campaign manager. I decided where the budget was going to be spent. So guess what never got cut? The Latino budget never got cut.
The Sanders team hired over 200 Latinos, which Rocha says was more than any other presidential campaign during primary season.
If you've talked to Chuck, you'll know there's not a lot of representation in upper management and campaigns.
That's David Sanchez, a Chicano from the Rio Grande Valley, one of the young Latinos Rochas helped get involved in politics. Sanchez now runs a political consulting firm that helps Democratic campaigns reach Latino voters. He says presidential hopeful Joe Biden's campaign has hired some Latinos, which he sees as a smart move.
You know, whenever I start looking at their campaign infrastructure, you know, people like, you know, the state director for Biden as well as Latina, I would say those kind of things are, you know, very few of those jobs get to go to Latinos.
Chuck Rocha believes going forward in Texas, campaigns will need to do an even better job of this. Another key strategy of Rocha's, focusing on younger Latino voters. Professor De Francesco Soto backs that up.
We are a disproportionately young population. I mean, you want to reach all young folks, but when it comes to the Latino population, this is really where it's at.
If Democrats hope to turn Texas blue, or Republicans want to keep it red, Rocha says the goal is to get to young voters before the other guy does.
There's nobody talking to a newly registered Latina in San Antonio who don't really know. She feels drawn to Black Lives Matter like most of these young people of color do, but there's nobody making that connection between that movement and the party.
Right now, Rocha doesn't think anyone is really inspiring Latino voters. Not Donald Trump. Not Joe Biden. Next election cycle, Rocha says campaigns can't settle for the bare minimum. I'm Alejandra Martinez in Dallas.